Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Gio and Jones. Roughly seconds after Game 5 of the World Series ended. Roughly minutes after the Better Man launch party ended.
Come on! Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went longer than expected.
Week 8 in the books. Jim McElwain done at Florida. Penn State done probably in pursuit of a college football playoff spot. A lot to do with you over these 3 hours. That, of course, is Brian Jones. And it's me, Bogish, in for Gio, who's got new friends for the next 2 days. Randy Cross will be
no
here
new friends,
tomorrow.
No new friends.
Okay. Randy Cross will be here tomorrow, and then everything's back to normal on Wednesday.
Apparently, I'm the only one that knows that song. Go figure.
That's a song?
Considering my company. Yeah.
Wait, what
no
that
new
mean?
Friends.
What?
No, isn't that Drake? One of those hip-hop artists. No new friends.
Now, I know Drake exists.
Yeah. Somebody sings that.
Name a Drake
Someone
song.
Someone of my hue.
I got nothing for
no
you.
No new friends. Isn't that Drake, Mikey B? Come on, get the tapping over there, man.
Tappy. DJ Khaled featuring Drake.
DJ Khaled, yeah, featuring Drake. See?
There you
Thank
go.
You. Hey, man, welcome to the show, Bogish. And before we get started, I want to give a big shout-out to a couple of our loyal listeners. Mikey B was at the Better Man premiere last night, the New York premiere. Had a damn good time. Thank you, Mike, for coming. And don't show that picture to anyone that you reminded me of this morning. And I want to thank Jim and Trish, man. They came all the way down from Albany. They're big fans of Gio and Jones. Listen every morning. They're teachers up in the Albany area and big fans of this. And they drove all the way down to Hoboken yesterday to hang out with us for the Better Man preview. So hopefully they got back safe. And kiddos, whatever the hell they tell you, you listen, all right? Or I'll come to Albany and beat you down. Y'all probably deserve it. So that was cool. We had so many folks that showed up. And Urban Kohlhaas, thank you for hosting the event. It was so cool. I had not seen an episode. I don't like watching Brian Jones. So I
me
had
neither.
Not seen it. You just like hearing me, right? You can't help it. And so they've been sending me the finished product all these months. And we shot everything back in August. And Randy Cross told me last week he was in San Francisco for the Dwight Clark deal. And he caught an episode of the Better Man Show. But I had not seen anything until yesterday. And I must admit, it was pretty damn funny. I didn't know it was that funny. Maybe it was the Prosecco I was drinking, but I right. thought it was funny. Mikey B, was it? There was no anger involved yesterday. What'd you think, Mike?
Oh, it was great. No, it was really good. I had a fun time, too.
Thank you. Now we just need some damn sponsors, man. You talking about going from segment to segment to segment, no sponsors. Come on. We need some advertisers now. Let's make this thing happen. I thought it was damn good. And shout out to my agent, Gary Rosen, and Betsy, and everyone that involved, Stephen P. Ryan and Seth Feldman. They did a damn good job. Marty, my guy on the sales side. It was, and, yeah, and of course,
and
my
again,
beautiful co-host, Gwen Lawrence. I'm done.
Well, and on a side note, this happened a lot last week, too, during updates, and I wanted to mention it. Again, Pete, drastically funnier hitting buttons on a computer than using his actual words. Exactly.
Well, he should do that more often. How about that?
Where's DA's little box that he has all his sound effects? And you should just carry one of those around, Pete, and never talk again. Just have it around your throat and press buttons.
He's to be seen, not to be seen, just heard.
Well, other people's voices can be heard from Pete, not actual Pete.
Got you.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Of course, your phone calls now. But more importantly, to kick off hour number two, I'm nervous. This is my main
Why
concern
are you nervous?
Over the weekend for the first time being in charge of Jones, on the phones, open lines, college football questions, whatever you want to know about college football from Thursday night through Saturday, you can ask this man next to me. I would get in line now. That's just my advice. Grab a line now, mess with Mike on the phones, and then sit and wait for your chance to ask Brian about God knows what from Saturday. And it was crazy.
It was a wild day, man. Iowa State, if for real.
Yes. A lot of nice wins by big teams, a couple of big losses, and then there were some wins elsewhere that I think that also, you know, kind of strengthened some resumes as well. So a lot to get to on that front. Howard Griffith, of course, still the only two-time, right? Am I confusing people now? Howard Griffith, Big Ten TV, will join us.
Why would that be confusing? I wasn't listening, so maybe I'm
confused. No, you are. Don't worry about it. Just move on.
Okay.
I'll confirm myself on the break before I speak out loud because Mike's giving me a puzzling look.
Well, that's
he'll join us in the to close out the show.
Griff, my man.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think I'm confusing him off the top. Like, just randomly, I had a brain.
Confusing him with what?
Did he win a Heisman Trophy?
No.
He
won two Super Bowl rings, though, with the Broncos.
Why am I thinking of who's the two-time Archie Griffith?
Yeah,
thank
Archie
you.
Griffith.
That's what happened.
Yeah, and this is Howard Griffith.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when you get about 74 minutes of sleep.
That's all you
of
got?
Game five. Well, I was prepared, Brian Jones, to be a quality co-host for you today and watch all of Game 5. So I was right on everything that happened with Dodgers and Astros. And then those you-know-whats played four innings in two-plus hours, and that changed the whole dynamic of this of my intentions for last night. But I was still going strong at 11 o'clock. And then I said, you know what, it's 11. I got to get up at like 3, 3:15.
Right.
Let me close down. I was downstairs in like my den area. Let me close everything down. Let me get upstairs. Let me get in bed and maybe watch a little more of this game before I drift off to sleep. I get upstairs. I get in bed. I'm still feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's whatever the score was. There you get the Correa's two-run homer. Now it's 11-8. And I go, you know what? That's good enough for me.
Like, it's over.
Like, let's officially, this game has been mayhem. Whatever game two was, the crevasse of destiny and the chasm of greatness. I mean, we need new nonsense words for last night because it was just phenomenal.
What was it? Canyon of something. What did we come up with?
I don't know.
Canyon of Pleasure?
The Canyon of Pleasure.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, this is the Redux last night. I mean, 13-12, all the home runs, 4-0 Dodgers, 7-4 Dodgers, 8-7 Dodgers, 12-9 Astros, and then 13-12. But 11-8, I think I'm good. I'm then woken up by a screaming Joe Buck for Corey Seager's double. I'm then woken up by Joe Buck again for Chris Taylor's tying RBI single with two outs in the ninth. So now it's 12-12. And it's one something, and I'm like, I cannot be awake any longer.
Yeah.
So the TV went off at that point, and then I wake up to a 13-12, 10-inning Houston win, a 3-2 series lead. I don't know if this was the greatest World Series game ever because I have a terrible memory, and I'm just not qualified to answer that question. But my goodness, that game was nuts, and this series has been remarkable through five games.
I think that there was a sign they kept showing, it's the World Series. It's hashtag World Series, y'all.
Yeah.
That says it all right there, if I can get it out. And to see Kershaw 4-0, he's never relinquished a lead when he's had four runs on the board, and he's never relinquished that. He relinquished a 4-0 lead and then a 7-4 lead.
Yeah.
So this guy and in this lineup for the Astros, and that's why I thought they would win. Top to bottom, they can hit, man. And they have awoken everyone in the lineup, and especially the guy at the top, Springer. What, three home runs now in the last?
Oh, man, last night, too, the miscue on the over-aggressive play on the liner to center field that he leads off the next inning first pitch.
Exactly.
600 feet.
That's a play that guy's made time and time again, especially this postseason. I didn't watch the Astros that much during the regular season, but during the postseason, he's been able to run down any and everything out there in center field. So I had no problem with him diving. You say in that situation, just keep the ball in front of you. But no, the way he plays center field, the speed he possesses, and the way he can go after hits, I had no problem with that. And he just barely missed it. But still, to come back and hit a home run to atone for that, he's been hot. Everyone in that line, and Altuve, what can you say about this dude? This little mouth follower, little gnome mouth follower. I mean, 5'6 on a good day, about 165 pounds, and it's all muscle. Every inch, every ounce of that body is just muscle. I mean, you can't get the dude out. It is just amazing. He gets up to the plate. He's always swinging, And it seems like it's always going out of the park. Now Correa's, he's into it with his two home runs. I mean, these guys are just a tough out. And,
oh, you got a text. Is that Anthony Lynn checking back in? Who is that?
Was that you texting me, man? Quit texting me. I'm working. And so it's just phenomenal to watch this lineup. And then Taylor and Bregman, his heroics and being able to throw people out at the plate. He's still doing that from the ALCS when he was throwing Yankees out at the plate.
Yeah.
It's just a hell of a lineup. But now, and we came to this series knowing that the Dodgers had the better bullpen. That bullpen is worn out. You've seen them too much. They've been in every damn game. Brandon Morrow, he brings heat. He's a flamethrower. I've been watching that guy since he was with the Toronto Blue Jays, striking out my Yankees, and they've seen him. That's why you jump on the first pitch and you knock it out of the park. That bullpen is worn out. This is going to be these last two games, if we get to two games in L.A., it's going to be a war of attrition. It's going to be offensively, whoever has the best offense is going to win this damn thing because the pitching, I don't think the pitching can hold up.
Well, let's start with Morrow here for just a second since you brought him up. And this is not a knock on him because he's gassed. Third straight day of pitching, five right. times in 6 days, 12th postseason appearance. That was as useless a pitching performance that I can ever remember, regular season or postseason. I mean, that might as well have been me throwing those pitches. He threw six pitches, two home runs, another hit, and a walk.
Yeah.
Six pitches.
He's gas.
He had absolutely nothing. He wasn't supposed to pitch. But
right.
if you listen to Dave Roberts, he asked to, and Dave Roberts obliged, and it couldn't have gone worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you should have in retrospect.
I want the ball, boss.
But yeah, I mean, it's just, and this is why when I was on MLB Network recently, we had this conversation about why it's so hard to repeat in baseball. And this is one of the things to me that is unique about baseball. In hockey, in football, in basketball, you don't not have your best players in every single game. In baseball, with pitchers, whether it's a starter like Kershaw or Verlander who doesn't throw every game or a reliever who just needs a break, you're not always playing with your A roster. I mean, LeBron always plays playoff games for the Cavaliers.
Right.
In hockey, your goalie plays every single game. You don't have to throw your backup in there every third game. You don't rest Sidney Crosby because he's tired. And in football, there's injuries, obviously, but Tom Brady's your quarterback. And Khalil Mack's your linebacker, and Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas are in your secondary. So you're always playing, in theory, at full strength, and you're not in baseball.
Right.
And you're right. I mean, this series is – now, there's a lot of reasons for it. We can go back to why, you know, Dave Roberts taking out a starter too early and then overtaxing his bullpen way back in Game 2. Everybody has to pitch a little bit earlier. Extra Maeda because Yu Darvish was so bad in Game 3. Brad Peacock pitched, you know, got 11 outs and then came back yesterday and pitched okay, but might not in Game 6. There's just so much going on, and all of these guys have nothing left. And maybe the balls are slippery, too, which is the new complaint, too, coming out of Houston this weekend.
Oh, really?
And it all adds up to this crazy.
Charlie Morton, he needs his gum back so he can tap it before he throws a pitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that these
balls
teams
are slippery.
Are...
Oh, that's a bunch of bull. Balls slippery now all of a sudden. You get in the World Series. The balls are always slippery. That's why you work them over when you get a new ball out there on the mound, put a little dirt on them. Don't give me. And Dallas Keuchel said, oh, yeah, the balls are juiced. Oh, shut up. You just went 3 2/3. When your ass is pitching well, the balls aren't juiced. When you get hit, lit up.
Well, he now, said that after sudden, he pitched well, actually.
Yeah, now all of a sudden the balls are juiced.
No, he said that after he pitched well in game one.
Yeah.
You didn't juice. Say it yesterday.
Still. They're not juiced.
I think the balls are different. I don't think there's any disputing that. I think hitters are different and better, but the balls are different. And there's some interesting, maybe coincidental, but maybe actual evidence to support what they're saying about the balls in the World Series, both through pictures and comparison and also just stats of mean of everybody who can't throw a slider and guys are missing the strike zone and guys are not getting swings and misses. But the bottom line
you
is...
Mean that, who was the guy that... Was it McCullers who threw 20-something curveballs?
Curveballs.
Versus the Yankees?
Not
and they were swinging and missing? I want to hear that.
That was the ALCS.
They were swinging
These
and missing.
World Series baseballs.
Yeah, okay.
And we're talking about sliders only. This is a slider.
Well, don't throw a damn
issue.
Slider. How about that?
Well, that's a problem
throw
if you want to, if you rely on your slider.
Throw a slur. Well, don't rely on it.
Either way, deflated balls, slippery balls, whatever's wrong with your balls in baseball, they were leaving the yard last night and throughout this series. Historic.
Guys get hit. Why don't we get batters? Why don't we just recognize that these are damn good hitters? The pitchers, we always got to take their side of this argument. The batters are damn good, and they've caught up with you guys. What's wrong with that?
I mostly agree with you.
They get paid to play,
yeah,
right?
No, I mostly agree with
they
you.
They figured you out.
But I wouldn't be surprised if the ball was a little bit tighter. That being said,
I mostly agree with you,
but I think there's the other side of the argument has some water in this. But what I wanted to say was,
sucking in these bowls.
As great as yesterday was, and as great as these five games were, and just a quick reminder, you had Kershaw's gem in game one.
Yep.
Game two was the ridiculous Astro comeback, and then the ridiculous extra innings back and forth.
Game three,
they jump on Darvish, and then basically, you know, there's some drama the rest of the way. Then game four, the great pitcher's duel, and then a Dodger five-run ninth, and they win.
So what was up with the
and
balls in that one?
Night, again, this is Hill and and Morton don't throw sliders. The issue is guys who throw sliders. I'll show you the Verducci article has all of these stats about Yu Darvish's slider. They can judge how much it breaks, right? It was breaking like 0.73 inches whatever it was, and it normally breaks 0.96.
Oh, we get into math. And now, how about this? How about the Astros have seen Yu Darvish quite a bit when he was with the Rangers?
No, but it's both sides. Both pitchers, both pitching coaches, everybody says it. No, it's not just they. And
balls.
They showed you a ball from the regular season and from the World Series. The color is different, the gloss is different, and every ball gets rubbed up by like a special mud treatment in the umpire room before the game, and still they're different. And now Major League Baseball said maybe the game four mud treatment didn't go that well, but everybody's been complaining about it. The swings and misses on sliders are down, the control on sliders is down, and everyone's saying it. But the bottom line is, whatever's going on, it's led to entertainment through five games, and I think we're going to get seven. And I know Verlander throws tomorrow, and he has been just tremendous for them. But I'm going to be a Puig friend here, and he guaranteed a game seven.
Oh, did he?
I'm going to similarly, without the ability to actually affect game six like he has, I'm going to guarantee a game seven. The Astros are slightly different on the road. I know that everybody woke up this weekend at home, but they just don't hit the same, and they've only won a couple of games on the road in this postseason. And I think the Dodgers find a way to get to game seven, and God knows what happens on Wednesday.
Calling your shot.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
I'm here. We might as well.
You might as well. With a nap, and that's about it. Hanging out on Gio and Jones.
I have a huge nap planned. I'm pulling at you. I'm walking out this door at 8:55.
No, we have a post-mortem with the boss.
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I'm not involved in this show the rest of the week, so.
Oh, cool.
Like I wasn't even here today.
Well, I'm going with him then.
I'm
going
to pop my head in and say, later.
Really? Can I do that too?
I mean, you can.
Because I need a nap.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
I need a nap as well. I mean, it was a long day, man.
I know.
Watching the better man, trying to become a better man, that's tough work.
Right, yeah. I was watching football and baseball. You were.
You didn't watch the show, man?
I can explain to you off the air why I couldn't. My day took a different turn yesterday.
Did you record the show, man?
Involved paramedics at my house yesterday. So
Who'd you kill?
Nobody yet. But I wanted to. I'm trying to watch my best friend's TV show.
Did you record it at least?
Yeah.
Are you lying? He's lying. I recorded you on MLB. I still haven't watched it, even though it was 2 weeks ago.
It's okay.
I'm going to watch it at some point.
We already know that you're better than me.
It's on the DVR
on that show.
You didn't even record it.
I didn't. Again.
You suck.
I wasn't paying attention until like 3 o'clock. I was babysitting. Neighborhood full of kids.
Can we replace him for the next segment? No, we can't.
No, I'm sorry.
Stuck with him.
Ross Tucker will join us this morning as well to break down all that was week eight in the NFL. And again, Howard Griffith, zero Heisman trophies, two Super Bowls. He of the Big Ten Network. He will close out this Monday edition of Gio and Jones. But when we come back, how about some NFL? Juju Smith-Schuster making Martavis Bryant even poutier.
Yeah, bye-bye, Martavis.
In Detroit.
He's going to get his wish.
Next, and a Brad Heller update as well on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, and I'm Brian Jones here again for Relief Factor. And maybe like me, you're a high school superstar athlete. Whew, those were the good old days. Or even a professional athlete. Those were good, too, at times. Either way, I'll bet you have some aches and pains that are making your life miserable right now. Hard to get out of a chair, hard to golf or play tennis, or even walk up and down stairs. Hey, you don't have to be an athlete to have pain. Neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee pain. You're probably dealing with some of that, right? Even general muscle aches and pain can be a bummer. This is why I'm so happy with Relief Factor. 100% drug. free way to lower, even eliminate your pain. It sure has worked for me and my pain. I mean, I have a pack right here. You want to hear it? Here's my pack of Relief Factor. I am taking Relief Factor morning, afternoon, night, because it helps me. I have them strewn all over the house. I love me some Relief Factor. So here's what I suggest you do, like tens of thousands of other athletes and non-athletes have already done. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order a three-week quick start for only $19.95. And I'm pleased to announce that for all of October, the owners of Relief Factor are donating $5 of each three-week quick start to children in need. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. ReliefFactor.com. Maybe you're skeptical like I was. Well, I'm not skeptical any longer because I'm out of pain and you can be too. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Ah, that'll get your blood flowing. Spread it like peanut butter jelly.
Brian Jones dancing.
Do it like I owe you some money.
Like
money,
still
money. I probably do owe you some money, though.
Yeah.
That's a jam there, man. That never gets old.
Dancing like you're still at the Better Man premiere.
That's right.
You're not dressed like you were still there. Mikey B put it out this morning that maybe you were going to come in the same outfit as yesterday.
I almost did.
Which has happened on a Sunday before.
Yeah, it has.
If we're being honest.
My night went longer than expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing More is
nope,
brought to you.
Not last night, anyway. Maybe today.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
If anyone deserves it, it's you.
Yes.
Doing More is brought to you by the Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who is doing more for his team, Victor Oladipo, the Pacers guard. Scored 23 points, helping Indy defeat San Antonio last night, or yesterday at some point, 97-94. I have no idea what time that game took place, because if the NBA or NHL wanted any of my attention yesterday, they had zero chance between football,
right,
the Better Man premiere,
there you go,
and baseball. It was nothing else I was watching yesterday.
I'm with you, man. I was watching the Better Man in football. Go Cowboys.
No.
Yes.
But luckily, if you missed things that were non-football and baseball, we've got Brad Heller here.
What's up, Brad Heller?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey,
what's
Brad.
Going on, dude?
Did you watch the premiere, the New York
Hell
premiere?
Hell no, he didn't watch.
Better Man yesterday. Is the
I
Better
did
Man?
Not.
What?
The Better Man or just Better Man?
Better, whatever.
Okay.
Just make sure you get Better Man in there.
Gotcha. I did not catch it.
You suck, too.
Did you DVR it?
Say yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
You lying ass.
We all DVR'd it.
Get out of this studio.
I'm going to put my last 27 updates on tape and go home and watch it.
Is it on demand somewhere? Can I watch it online?
No.
No. Is there BetterMan.com?
We just hope there is a demand for more shows. We haven't gotten that far, man. Come on.
How many are in the can right now?
Four.
Just four.
That's all. We had a commitment for four, and hopefully on the strength of the four, we'll get 44.
You prioritized your list, Bogus, by saying football, Better Man, and World Series. That was the order of importance for you yesterday.
It was chronological.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was order of importance.
Just do your damn update.
Order
you didn't watch
it. Right. Better Man first. Brad, here's your update.
You suck,
all right,
Brad.
Guys.
No more 80s R&B for you.
90s R&B.
That either.
How dare you?
I dare you.
All right.
Damn it. 90s, 80s, what's the difference? 10 years?
Nothing.
It's all new to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. 2017 is the 80s.
There you go.
I'm so sick of that damn song. That's the only one he plays for you.
We need something else. We
Thank
need something
you. That's
else.
The only thing you know from the 90s, man.
Not even my favorite.
Wow. Mm-mm, oh, God. He turns it up.
Mm-mm, mm-mm,
can we get some Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yeah, that's a little better.
God. That's his go-to when you're on the show. He goes
variety.
To the Black Street.
Boy.
Yeah. Can we get some Guy?
I mean, I had that song on repeat in the 90s, you know,
he
for
said,
like
who?
A week straight.
Guy, man. G-U-I. God. I mean, G-U-I. G-U-I. Guy.
Jodeci something else.
Thank you. Jodeci. Let me spell that. J-O-D-E-C-I.
Yeah.
Always wow. The Black. It's always that song. Sing of that song. Take it out of the rotation.
And this is the other one we play all the time.
I know.
Come on.
It's a bunch of dudes in here, man. We don't want to hear that.
On a Monday morning, just.
Wow.
No.
You want Pete to go deep into the
I should know. Yeah, I forgot, I forgot who I was dealing with over there.
Deeper than two songs into the 90s, man.
It's two go-to songs.
Yeah, Pete's
can we get some H-Town boys?
Yeah. Was this Pete's mixtape when he tried
no.
to?
No.
No.
Okay.
Pete can go 11 songs deep in the Rockin' Jock CD.
Yeah,
but
that's
not
about it.
Who
are these people?
Know anything about the brothers, man. Trust me. Yeah, we're listening he knows nothing about this demographic.
You know, we're listening to the first two songs of like MTV Party to Go, Volume 2.
When you're done here, please go in there and give him a playlist of other popular songs from the 90s.
And hopefully I'll impress you with some of my selections.
I'm sure you will. I'm already impressed that you like 90s R&B, man. It's good stuff. Now impress me with a damn update.
Hurry All up. Right. Just what you'd expect for a World Series game started by Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel. 25 combined runs.
Pavelski on 2-2 to Taylor. Base hit into center field. Barnes comes in to score. And the Dodgers have tied it at 12. This surreal game continues.
And Charlie Steiner on the Dodgers Radio Network. The Astros blowing a 3-run lead in the ninth. Come on.
Knocking the boots, boy. What's up? H-Town.
Something a little more upbeat. I don't know. Astros recovered in the 10th, though. Alex Bregman delivered the walk-off RBI single off Kenley Jansen. 13-12, the final score in Houston.
I think this World Series has been an example of our team's whole season. We're going to put together good at-bats. We're going to fight till the end, and now look at us. We're one win away from being World Series champions.
Is that the first time Alex Bregman's voice has been heard with knocking the boots underneath? Maybe ever.
Doing that.
It'll be the only time.
They're on the team plane.
Oh, that's right. They're on the team plane. Well, you can do it on the plane, too. I haven't yet. My hot club.
Game 6 in L.A. on Tuesday night. Well, Sunday Night Football, Big Ben and Juju helped take down the Lions in Detroit.
Juju. Juju on that beat.
He's back. He waits. He fires down the field, and it's caught on a dead run. That is Juju Smith-Schuster. Foot race. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10. Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. 98 yards.
Jack Hillgrove, Steelers Radio Network. Steelers beat the Lions 20-15. Game of the day in Seattle. Seahawks outscored the Texans 41-38. All right, I'm gonna come in there after this because
you like Keith Sweat.
I do like Keith Sweat, but something a little more upbeat for me. Come on,
make it last forever, baby. Pete's in the mood for love.
Yeah. Seriously, you know, I heard Twisted the other day,
really?
A store. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, but
who wrote that?
There you go. That's Keith Sweat as well, Twisted.
Gotcha. Keith Sweat, I Want Her, a little more upbeat, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Johnny Gill.
See, this is 80s stuff, though.
I know.
This is my freshman year in college.
There's so many layers to Heller. There's the music choices.
I like
it. There's the sketch comedy. There's the sports. There's the fedora. There's just
the
so much.
Dry white dude. Yeah, all that.
Wow.
Appreciate you guys having a conversation with me every once in a while.
Dropping the hammer.
Just keeping it real.
You know.
All right. Sorry, Brad and DJ Pete. Back to your duet.
Can we get some upbeat? Poison, man. Bell Biv DeVoe.
Please.
Poison.
You had to have heard of that one before.
No, Pete has no black friend, though. This is all he gets when he's at work.
Exactly.
It's all he knows. That's why he's a Trumpkin.
Bell Biv DeVoe crosses over a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely crosses over.
Poison does, for sure.
Well-rounded people.
They were on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air performing this song in the living room. There we go.
Oh, did they perform live on Fresh Prince?
They did. Yeah. I forget what song. Maybe it was BBD. I thought it was me. I don't know. I'm going to stop talking about
Everyone jumps
now.
On the dance floor when this comes on. Yep. I mean, in
no question.
My circles. Yeah.
Yeah. So that Texans-Seahawks game, by the way, Russell Wilson hit Jimmy Graham for the game-winning touchdown. 21 seconds left. Wilson, career-high 452 yards passing. He threw four touchdowns to Sean Watson, 402 and four scores in the loss. The other late game, Cowboys stopped the Redskins in Washington, 33-19. Elsewhere, Eagles are 7-1, best record in the NFL. They won their sixth straight, 33-10 over the Niners. Saints have won five in a row, beat the Bears 20-12. Patriots held off the Chargers 21-13. New England and Pittsburgh both 6-2. Best record in the AFC. The Chiefs can join them with a win. Monday Night Football, they host the Broncos. College football, Florida's parted ways with head coach Jim McElwain. NBA games of note, Pistons beat the Warriors 115-107. Knicks surprised the Cavs in Cleveland 114-95. All right, I'll stop. That's it.
Wow, hit the post.
Oh, nice.
You know it so well, you knew when the bed was ending.
You go. See,
my goodness, you dry white
boy. One of these days, I'm going to like you. One of these days.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, cross your toes, too.
How many days do you think that's going to take?
For me to like him?
Yeah.
maybe 365.
If I pick the right song for the next time,
I might like it.
That might change everything. A lot of pressure.
You're right. Go dig in the crates, man. See what you come up with. You got something in mind?
Maybe.
Tony.
For the love,
boy,
seriously.
If you play that one more damn time, I swear, man. There's going to be some...
I might pick up a stapler.
There's going to be repercussions and consequences if you play that again. Can I go to jail for choking a coworker?
Brian's going to rain down his judgment.
No, you don't.
I'm going to go Mike Tomlin on your ass. Exactly. Rain down some judgment.
Yeah.
Like Juju.
Yeah, that was
Juju
new.
On that beat. Hey, Martavis Bryant, you want it out? Your ass is out. Because Juju ain't messing around, man. Did you see him chain up the stationary bike on the sideline?
Dude bought a chain. Yeah. Brought it to the field and then chained up the stationary bike and said, no one's stealing this.
This guy looks like the Juju, and Gio hates this, but I'm going to say it, Gio, because your ass ain't here. But I'd say it even if you weren't here. Yeah, that's right. He was badass when he was at USC, and he's doing it now in the pros. And I think Juju didn't get drafted to what, third, fourth round? I thought he'd go earlier than that, but late draft pick, and the guy is just mashed out and peeled out yesterday versus the Lions on the road. Excellent pass to get it to him in stride, and he just took it the rest of the way. So, Martavis, all that whining you've been doing, you're going to get your wish, and we'll see who's out there. And there's some teams that are in the market for a wide receiver, but they don't want a whining-ass wide receiver and someone who's ungrateful because you were not on the squad a season ago.
The weed, right? I mean, there's a lot of issues with Martavis Bryant right now. He's
cleaned himself up. He got back in the lead, and we tip our hat to him for that. But to complain when you've been on the outside looking in, and now you have this young player, first-year player, who's taking advantage of that opportunity. I said this Saturday, opportunities don't go away. They just go to someone else, and Juju Schuster-Smith comes in, or Smith-Schuster comes in, and
this is why he wasn't drafted in the third round, because his name is full of landmines.
Juju. it's different at the beginning, and it's a law firm at the end. Smith-Schuster, they'll get you paid. And he's taking advantage of that opportunity, that void in this offense, or in the wide receiver room. And now Martavis, maybe he saw the writing on the wall, but he went about it the wrong way. To complain and whine and cry about not being targeted. Dude, you weren't on a roster a year ago. But anyway, enough about him. He's on the scout team, but this kid is taking advantage of that opportunity, and that's what it's about.
The great catch and run last night, which might have been the only good throw Ben Roethlisberger made last night. I don't know what's going on with Ben. I mean, he had that weird post-game comment, but maybe I'm done, and then he played well after that, and they've won 3 in a row, and they're 6-2, and the rest of that division is garbage, so they better win, and they should win it with ease. But, man, he was making throws last night that were just not near his guys. I mean, he's just not sharp, and I don't know where that comes from. I don't know if it's fixable. I don't know if he actually is done. I don't get it. But it makes me worry about them big picture. Because, again, the Bengals are useless, and who knows what Flacco's status right now is for Baltimore. And the Browns losing again yesterday in London, led at halftime, barely scored in the second half. And the Vikings won going away. So when I think about the Steelers, I'm thinking about January. I'm thinking about having to play Kansas City or whomever comes out of the South. Or
I think they
the
own
Bills
Kansas City
or
at this
the
point.
Patriots. Yeah, but again, you get in a game where you're going to need Roethlisberger to make a throw or two, and all of a sudden there's these just really, really strange, shaky moments where he looks, like Matt Castle, not Ben Roethlisberger,
right. Well,
and shakes me.
I would err on the side of the Roethlisberger who shows up and makes excellent throws when guys are hanging off of him. He's one of those cats who can stand in the pocket forever.
Right, it's the regular throw that's eluding him even more now.
Yeah, people have gotten on him for hanging onto the ball or holding onto the ball too damn long. And yes, he does that, but he's also a guy can still get it down the field when you have defenders draped all over his body.
The Steelers, by the way, remain awesome on social media, whether it's Juju Smith and his bike and Martavis Bryant's complaints. And then we had Le'Veon Bell calling out Joe Mixon during the day while he's in the hotel waiting to play last night. He's calling out Joe Mixon on Twitter for using his first down celebration for putting a sleeve on his arm the way Le'Veon does, because Mixon last week's like, I could do more than Bell, just give me the football. And they kind of gave him the football yesterday, but he didn't really do much with it. 11 rushes for 18 yards, had one long catch and run to kind of skew his numbers. The Bengals almost lost to the Colts yesterday. Again, they are just a disaster.
How are you going
to
say he took your style? The guy has his own running style, and if it mirrors your style, that should be more of a compliment than something that would upset you, I would think. And he's been running this way forever. When he was in high school and in college at Oklahoma, and now here in the pros, you don't change your style. You transform your body like Le'Veon Bell did, and we give him a ton of credit for doing that. But how are you upset with his running style? And you want to be upset that he's taken some fashion sense from you? That's one thing. But his running style, really?
He said he might as well change your number from 28 to 26.
Yeah,
I like
come
it.
Come on.
I like fights. I like drama. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's dip our toe into the college football wars for the first time this morning. The first college football playoff rankings come out tomorrow night. But I might guess at four teams when we come back on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Stay woke.
Yeah.
Until after 1 a.m. in the East last night to watch the Astros somehow beat the Dodgers 13-12 in Game 5 of the World Series. It's time to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question to us at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question.
Yeah, maybe.
Trust the professional, no guarantees. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best and Wagner Thermoquiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. It's Bogus in for Gio alongside Brian Jones. Mikey B is here. PDB is here. Brad Heller is here, and you should be here soon. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's a Monday. It's almost 7 in the East on a Monday morning, which can mean only one thing. It is the segment sweeping the radio nation. It grows every single week.
You are full of,
soon,
you know,
we're going to need more phones for Jones on the phones. I sit back. I pay no attention. You call in. You ask Brian college football questions for 20 minutes. We all go outside and go to the omelet station, come back in, and we talk about baseball and NFL football after that.
Where's our omelet dude, man? I haven't seen him outside. They're on vacation, or they got kicked off the corner? What's up?
Yeah, somebody mentioned the other day that those guys are not there anymore, but I use somebody else, so I don't care.
Oh, all right.
So here we go. Tomorrow night, we are going to get our first look at the college football playoff rankings. And, of course, the top four spots are most important. There is no debating right now. Alabama and Georgia are going to go 1-2 in some fashion. Probably Bama 1, Georgia 2. The Bulldogs ended Jim McElwain's tenure over the weekend, blowing out the Gators in Jacksonville, whatever it's called now.
Drama queen.
Yes, and we'll get to Jim in just a second. But after Alabama and Georgia, that's where the intrigue begins. Is it Oklahoma? Is it Ohio State now that they beat Penn State on Saturday? Is it Notre Dame? Is it Clemson? Is it somebody else? Penn State and TCU taking their first losses of the season over the weekend. So things have opened up after 1 and 2. I'm going to give you Oklahoma and Notre Dame to round out my top four.
Well, I like that. And a lot of people, when they think Ohio State should be in there now, knocking off Penn State, 39-38 ball game. Just what a hell of a game for Penn State to get out of the gate so quickly with the opening kickoff and Saquon Barkley taking it to the house and then not being able to block ice in Alaska. That defense of Ohio State just took over and whipped those guys up front. And defensively, wide receivers wide open. It was just an amazing game, and for Ohio State to come back in the fashion in which they did. I like that. I have Bama, Georgia, and I would put Oklahoma ahead of Ohio State because they beat them. They beat them in their backyard. And people saying, well, Oklahoma lost to an unranked Iowa State. Well, Iowa State's damn good.
Yes.
As people are finding out, because they knock off an undefeated TCU. TCU went into that ball game averaging 41 points a game. They only had seven.
Seven.
And they kept stubbing the damn toe in the red zone. Interceptions, penalties, fumbles. That defense for Iowa State stood up and knocked TCU around. I didn't expect that. I thought it'd be a tough football game, a physical football game. It was all that and more, and Iowa State got the victory. So I'm it's hard for me, even though Ohio State beat a number two ranked Penn State football team, it's hard for me to put them ahead of a team that beat them in their backyard.
Well, and that's the problem, because as the same way I look at it, is Ohio State beating Penn State makes Oklahoma winning at Ohio State even better than it was going into the weekend. Plus, Iowa State wins again. So now that one loss there, by the way, that was in Ames.
Right.
That loss.
Yep.
You know, that the loss gets less.
The Oklahoma loss was, no, it was in Norman.
That's right. Yeah. So it's still, you know, it gets a little less offensive, so to speak, because Iowa State keeps winning. And really, but besides that, before Penn State this weekend, Ohio State's wins were not really all that impressive against the dregs of the Big Ten. So, you know, this is the first time that they look the part. And I think when they play Michigan State and Michigan to close, and presumably then beat, hopefully for them, still unbeaten Wisconsin, the Big Ten title game, things will be different for them then. But
I think
right now, they're not in.
I think I would probably, my four would be Bama, Georgia, Wisconsin, Oklahoma. That's where I would have it. And I'm going back and forth. I'm vacillating on that fourth spot between Oklahoma and Notre Dame. Impressive win by Notre Dame. What was it? Final 35-14 versus NC State.
They scored the last 28 points of the game.
Exactly.
Like,
and this Josh Adams is definitely in the Heisman conversation now, if he wasn't already, because he's got four touchdown runs over 70 yards now. And so you know he's getting the rock, and you can't stop him. And there's still not a great passing football team, but you have to respect it with Equanimeous St. Brown back there. What a hell of a name. But the way their defense plays, this is a fun team to watch, this Notre Dame. And if Notre Dame wins out, they're in. You have undefeated Miami left on that schedule. They have Wake Forest this week. Then I believe it's down to South Florida for Miami.
And Miami at Stanford.
Yeah, I think they win Stanford. Stanford's a one-trick pony, and Stanford should have lost last week there at Oregon State, but didn't, of course. But Notre Dame wins out, they're in. Their only loss is a one-point game to Georgia.
Which
and
gets
Georgia,
better and better every week, too.
Thrashed Florida. I mean, that was an embarrassment. Florida's defense was just worn out in this ball game. But how about Georgia? 42 plays. That's all they ran. 42 plays. Let me say it again. 42 plays is all they ran in that ball game. And Florida could not stop them. Now, they've had some injuries on their defensive line and in their secondary. And I mean, it's just a whipping. And offensively, they've been challenged. I feel bad for my former teammate, Doug Nussmeier, who's the offensive coordinator for Florida. And, of course, with McElwain now being out, onus is on him. I think Randy Shannon will be named the interim head coach, former head coach there at Miami. And so it's just a train wreck going on currently with all the drama that McElwain brought upon himself with the claims of death threats and then not being able to substantiate those when he talked to the brass there at Florida. And the way he handled the whole shark deal this past summer, we were down at SEC Media Day. Dude, have some damn fun. It was just amazing how he dealt with that. And now these claims of death threats, he needed to be out, and the writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
And you look at also in the SEC East, Tennessee losing to Kentucky. They won 31-32 versus Kentucky, and Butch Jones loses that one in the waning moments. You know, what happens there?
There might have been a meeting yesterday, by the way, of Tennessee brass about Butch Jones.
Right.
There were
exactly
boots of that. So.
But it was a crazy-ass weekend. It was some fun football. Not for my picks, necessarily. Oklahoma State whipping West Virginia, and then Texas Tech in the late ball games losing to Oklahoma. Now we'll see what happens there in Lubbock with Cliff Kingsbury, and you also had Mississippi State beating the hell out of A&M. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
I thought A&M, the way they had been playing, that they would win that ball game. You take Mond out, their freshman quarterback, because he wasn't doing a damn thing, and put in a starter from the beginning of the season, Starkle, and he still couldn't do anything. So big, impressive win for Mississippi State on the road, and they've been the big nemesis for A&M since A&M joined the conference, but it's usually when A&M goes to their home in Starkville. Now Mullen, his name is in the running for the Florida job because he coached there. He was part of those national championship teams that Urban Meyer filled.
The next head coach at Florida, definitely one of the questions you can ask, Brian, during Jones on the Phones. It is time for college football's number one radio segment. Get your calls in at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
I need to hire you for a PR man for the Better Man Show.
Anything you want to know about college football from Brian, next on Geo and Jones.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.